Kentucky back in 49. Went to Detroit, worked the assembly line. First year they had me putting wheels in Cadillac. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes hang my head and cry, 'cause I've always wanted to be one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. Sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retire. Have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it won't cost me a dime. And you'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, drive everybody wild, and you'll have the only one there is around. The very next day when I punched in a big lunchbox and helped from my friends, left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. Now I never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I'd strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got an engine in the trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I can get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Well, up to now, my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed there was something definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and we tried to put in the bolts, and all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed there was only one tail fin. Well, about that time, my wife walked out, and I could see it in her eye that she had her doubt, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." Well, we drove downtown to get the tags, headed right down that main drag. I can hear everybody laughing for a block around. But up at that courthouse, they didn't laugh. To type it in, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, drive everybody wild, and I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Ryder, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psychobilly Cadillac, come on. Yeah, this is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine, Red Ryder. You might say I went right down to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. And it's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70 automobile.